This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pakistan's government and an outlawed radical Islamist party reached an agreement to end a violent 10-day rally calling for the closure of France's embassy and the release of the party's leader. Neither Pakistan's foreign minister nor a religious leader who took part in the talks gave any details of that agreement at a news conference in the capital. Thousands of supporters on the outlawed Tehreek-e-Bayek Pakistan party marched from Lahore toward Islamabad. They were demanding the expulsion of France's envoy to Pakistan over the publication of caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad in France. Marchers clashed with police at several points along the way. At least 7 police officers and 4 demonstrators were killed. It wasn't immediately clear Sunday when the party would end its rally. Thousands of supporters halted their march about 185 kilometers from the capital Friday after roads and bridges ahead of them were blocked. Paramilitary rangers were deployed to stop the protesters from continuing toward the capital. G20 leaders meeting in Rome have agreed to work to reach carbon neutrality by around mid-century and pledged to end financing for coal plants abroad by the end of the year. However, they failed to agree on phasing out coal domestically.